We all have more than one title that we wear, right? We're all, for example, at the very least, sons and daughters. On top of that, we can be brother or sister, husband, wife, mother, father. Maybe we're a supervisor or a boss, classmate or class president, various levels of authority. Maybe even political authority, like councilman, mayor, senator, representative, governor, etc. Jesus also has multiple titles, maybe the most important being Son of the Father, only begotten of the Father. But we also call him the Christ, Lord, and particularly today, King. Americans tend to have a certain fascination with other countries who have kings. It's kind of exotic, different. Is Jesus a king in the sense of King Charles, for example? Only in the loosest sense of that term. The title for today's feast is the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. So the title says he's not just a king, but King of the Universe. And the title puts his kingship in the context not only of the universe, but of his being Lord and Christ. The church seems to be teaching us that Jesus couldn't be King of the Universe if he isn't also Lord and Christ. As Lord, he's consubstantial with the Father, true God from true God, equal in every way to the Father and the Holy Spirit. As Christ, he's the one who humbled himself to become a human being, willing to suffer and so redeem us, even on the cross. Our first reading talked about how David was accepted as king and anointed. That's what Christ or Messiah literally means, is the anointed one, anointed to be the Christ. On the cross is exactly where we see Jesus today in today's gospel, suffering and dying. We tend to think of a king as one having authority and power, not to mention servants and great wealth, and usually also an army. We don't think of him as a convicted criminal, suffering and dying. Suffering capital punishment for his crimes. Though we have heard of innocent people being wrongly convicted and put to death, but wouldn't a king, especially King of the Universe, be able to avoid that? And maybe the more important question for you and me, couldn't he avoid the same fate for us? Today's solemnity proclaims an article of faith for us. I can't prove to you scientifically that Jesus is King of the Universe, or even that he's Lord and Christ. But our faith says that he is. And our scriptures challenge us with how he is. I'm okay with Jesus being King of the Universe, you know, on a distant throne who looks good, makes the trains run on time, makes the economy flourish, and comes across as a nice guy. And maybe even as people of faith, we could go so far as to accept Jesus as reigning from the cross, because, you know, later he experienced resurrection. But how about a king who expects his subjects to follow him to the cross? That's a little different. I will often say that the fall of 2001 through the spring of 2002 was one of the worst stretches of my life. It was my first year trying to teach and form college seminarians. That's where I lost most of this hair. It was 9/11 and the war on terror. It was when the priest abuse crisis exploded. And some of the priests whom I had held up as models, even heroes, were also revealed as terribly fallen and broken perpetrators. And then I also was accused of something briefly, which I did not do. When it seems like the world is collapsing all around us, I'm sure many of you, if not all of you, have had an experience of that at some point or another. When it seems like everything has fallen apart, and we feel like we're on a cross, whether of our own making or someone else's making, can we still look to Him as King of the universe or King of my life? I think in those moments, the King was speaking to me. Father Dan, welcome to my suffering heart. This is where you can choose to trust me to hold your heart in my crucified hands. This is where you can trust me to remake and refashion you after my own image and likeness. The world won't recognize you anymore because you won't belong to the world anymore. This is for something so much greater than the world. This is for my kingdom, which is not about power over others, but peace and communion with others, about service to and love for others. This is where you become crucified to the world, as I was, so that you can become a son in the Son or a daughter in the Son. Come into my suffering heart and choose me as your King of the universe. Not just King when things go well. Not just King when you get your way. But King of the universe. King in everything. King in your suffering and your struggles. King when you fail. King when you fall into sin and addiction. King when you feel alone. King of your politics, of your economics. King when you're proven wrong. King of victories. King of defeats. King of the universe. Will you let me be your King of the universe? Of everything in your life. Everything in your world. What are we holding back from His sovereignty? You know, the thief on the cross, we heard in the gospel, we're told in the Gospels of Matthew and Mark, that today's is Luke, we're told in Matthew and Mark that at the start of the crucifixion, both thieves were reviling Jesus and telling Him to come down off the cross and to save them too. But then, when the one thief realized that Jesus was intentionally staying on the cross, when He was actually dying for them, He experienced a radical conversion and surrendered everything to Him. In that moment, Jesus became King of the universe to the thief on the cross. What about you and me? Here's the homework for the week. Pray this week that you embrace Jesus as King of your universe and accept His invitation to you to enter into and to rest in His sacred and suffering heart.